Welcome to today's podcast. Our guest is Julie Pring, coordinator of Caboolture Parkinson's Support Group, which meets monthly in Morayfield. Julie's group recently hosted Sue Stewart, who leads singing sessions for people with Parkinson's. And today Julie shares what she has learned about how singing and vocal exercise can help with speaking, breathing, swallowing, and even boosting dopamine and mood. Welcome, Julie.
Thanks, Rosemary, and hello, listeners.
Now, Julie, I'm intrigued and interested to hear what Sue Stewart had to say. Can you share that with us?
Yes. I mean, Sue shared a fair bit, but I guess I was aware of a fair bit before that as well. But, yes, it was good to have it from someone who knows a lot more about singing than I, or the technical parts of singing than I do. But probably Sue enjoys singing just as much as I do, and neither of us has Parkinson's, but we know that how important it is when people with Parkinson's, who often have quite soft voices, or their speech has become or can become fairly unclear because of not using sounds clearly. And so singing is one thing that really, really helps, because if you've got enough air behind your voice, if you breathe the right way and you have enough air, your voice is going to be much stronger. So it's the breathing, it's then vocalizing, using our voice to make sound. And most animals use some sort of sound, but humans use it in a different way. We've taken it so that it actually means something. Well, I guess the animals do too, but we have a much more sophisticated language than the other animals. And then, as I said, sometimes with Parkinson's, the sounds can become quite unclear. So in singing, you can practice making those sounds clearer, because it's important to be able to hear the sounds when you're singing. And then we go from the sounds to individual words, and then words into sentences when we're speaking. So in singing, we're not just singing individual words. And while the way the words put together in singing might be a bit different to how we put them in speech, it's still connected together. So that's air, then voice, then the articulation, the making of the sounds together in words, and then the words into sentences, and that's connected speech. And that's very much the same in singing. With talking, we also have to think what we're going to say. So I guess there's a certain amount of that in singing, but sometimes it's not as obvious. And I was actually reading something recently about a lady who'd had a stroke, and she could say, I think it was three words after her stroke, but one time she was in a group actually at a wedding, and she was able to sing all the words of one of the hymns at the wedding, and the family were absolutely amazed. I know from my past experience that the rote speech can be something that is easier, because you don't have to think so much about what you're singing, or in some instances what you're saying. So if you go through and count, or nursery rhymes, sometimes the letters of the alphabet, they're easier because there's not so much thinking going on with what we're saying.
Okay. Well, I mean, that singing certainly sounds wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit more about group singing, Julie? I mean, that's something that you guys do as well, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. And there's lots of positives in group singing. With people generally, loneliness has problems, but it's particularly negative for someone who has a chronic disease like Parkinson's. So getting together with others with a shared interest is really positive. One example of that, not related to Parkinson's, and people have possibly heard of the Choir of Hard Knocks, where people get together, and how important it is that's their time to get to share and to bring them in with some sort of combined interest together, and the same goes with Parkinson's and with singing in Parkinson's. So singing also helps to produce endorphins, which are chemicals produced by the brain.
Yep.
These help reduce stress, improve your sense of well-being, and reduce pain. Singing also, as you mentioned in the introduction, helps in the increase the production of dopamine, which is another chemical produced by the brain. And that's the one that is significantly reduced in Parkinson's. So it's really positive to for people with Parkinson's when they're singing, because that's going to help that dopamine. There's other things that can help that too, but as someone who loves singing, I really encourage singing for people with Parkinson's. It's actually very hard to sing without being and feeling happy, and that really helps those endorphins and dopamine getting going.
Good.
And so singing together is fun.
Absolutely. Now, Julie, do you move straight into singing, or are there ways that you can help to build up to start singing?
With our singing each week with Sue, we start off with some general muscle movement, loosening up and awareness of what's doing, relaxing the muscles and being more aware of the movements that we're making and how we're making them. And once we do that, it's as a whole body thing, we move to breathing and ways of making breathing more aware and more helpful, so that there's enough breath behind the voice. And we might do some exercises for our lips and tongue. They're also useful for making the sounds. And if we're using our muscles correctly, particularly for our voice, it's not going to damage our voice. Whereas if we don't have enough air behind our voice, we can actually damage our voice. It's much easier to make have a loud voice if we have good breathing behind it and lots of air behind it. So we might start into singing with maybe some short poems or some rounds, things where people, you know, they're short and sweet. Then move on to some known songs, and we sometimes learn some new songs. And one of the favourite songs for the group that Sura has at Kalanga is one that's called Why We Sing, and it's got the sentiment of why, and it's also just a really lovely song that makes us think about why we do sing.
Okay. Now, Julie, you often hear a lot of people say, you know, oh, I can't sing. So where do we go from there?
Yeah, there's very few people who actually can't keep a tune, even though people think they can't. Mm-hmm. And if with a little bit of practice, that's quite easy. We also mostly have fairly good rhythm when we're speaking. We use different patterns. And so there's rhythm in singing. We can make our voice higher. So when we ask a question, if we say, where are you going, our voice goes up. Or we make a statement, our voice goes lower, something like, I went to town. And there's also the stress that we put on words. When we're singing, we might stress certain words, but when we're speaking, so if I use that sentence, where are we going, I might say, where are you going? Or I might say, where are you going? I might say, where are you going? I might say, where are you going? And each sentence, each time I say it or question, has a slightly different meaning.
Now, Julie, thank you for that information. That was really great. Are there many singing groups for people with Parkinson's, or better still, any local?
The local one that Sue runs is at Kalanga, and actually grew out of a project called Sing to Beat Parkinson's, which was in 2017. And there were a couple of other groups around the southeast Queensland. There was one at the Conservatorium, and then one in Toowoomba. So there's still a group, as far as I know, at the Conservatorium for people with Parkinson's. There's also a choir in Toowoomba and one on the south side of Brisbane. There are also Parkinson's choirs in other states. I was reading up on one in New South Wales just recently, and also in other parts of the world. So several of those started with that project, which looked at the effect of singing on people or people with Parkinson's.
Right. Now, Julie, I think probably enough about that for the minute. What is the Caboolture Parkinson's Support Group getting up to this month?
So each of our meetings is on the third Wednesday of the month from 11:30 to 1:30. So that's next week, the 16th of April. Mm-hmm. And most months we start with a cuppa, followed by a speaker, and then we have lunch, which is prepared by volunteers in the group. So we look forward to seeing as many people as possible at Morayfield Community Uniting Church, which is 12 to 14 Weir Road in Morayfield. We also continue to catch up informally at Liz's Willow Tree Cafe from 10 o'clock on the second Thursday. So that's this coming Thursday. So we'd love to see people who are interested in with Parkinson's or atypical Parkinson's or a care partner. Everyone is most welcome to our meetings or to our coffee catch-ups. Plus also, this coming Saturday, the 11th of April, is World Parkinson's Day. So we decided that we would have our awareness at Morayfield Shopping Centre on Friday to commemorate World Parkinson's Day. So if anyone wants to pop in and say hello, we'll be around Coffee Club all day on Friday.
That's this Friday.
And
okay.
April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. So lots of things happening for Parkinson's this month.
Good. Now, Julie, if a listener was wanting to know a little bit more about Parkinson's, give us what we can do.
Okay. So there's lots of groups in Queensland. I think I counted 32 on the latest list. Mm-hmm. So that's increasing. And they're all run under the Parkinson's Queensland umbrella. So there's a website for Parkinson's Queensland, or you can look it up on your search engine. Their phone number is 1800 644 189. And you also have all the details there.
Yes.
At Radio 101 FM.
We do.
Including my mobile number, so people can use that as well if they want to contact the station and you can give it to them.
Now, Julie, you often give us a quote. Have you got one or two for us today?
Yes, certainly. Singing, particularly in a group, can be helpful for people with Parkinson's for a number of reasons, including improving vocal function, improving social outcomes, cognitive engagement, and having a positive effect on mental health.
Julie, thank you so much for sharing such valuable insights today. Singing isn't just about music, it's a powerful tool for improving voice, breath and well-being for those living with Parkinson's, and I probably should say, and the carer. And you can
Absolutely.
Listen to a whole lot more tips and information from Julie about living with Parkinson's. You can search our podcast on 1015fm.com.au. Thank you, Julie.
Thanks, Rosemary.